Welcome to the Hot Rod Hangout Podcast.
Whoop whoop.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Ashley.
And tonight we got some special guests in the house. We have Travis and Ashley from Trash the Classics. What's going on, guys?
Doing good.
All right. So, been checking you out. Noticed you got a couple burnout cars and some stuff that doesn't necessarily fit the norm. So, I like that. We kind of do the odd and obscurity here too. So, what got y'all into, you know, the car scene?
So, Trash the Classics actually is a brand new brand that came about. And prior to burnouts, we both did circle track racing. Yep. And we met, tomorrow's actually our 16-year wedding anniversary. Oh. So, we've both been Motorheads since diapers. And we met, we're best friends. We got engaged, got married, and he did a little bit of demolition derbies. And I started having kids, so I kind of got out of the racing scene. So we started picking up, the first thing that we started, I think, was the Cadillac.
No, it was a black truck.
Oh, the black truck. Yeah, he got...
It's a 2006 Ram 1500. I swapped. I'm big into diesel stuff, too. I mean, I don't know if you can tell that on, you know, of our Cadillac and stuff. Yeah. But I kind of built, like, out of the blue, I was like, wow, I found this truck at a really good deal on Marketplace. I went and picked it up, and this was in 2016. And I swapped a Common Rail Cummins in it. It makes over 1,000 plus horsepower. I mean, it's just an absolute animal. So it's a regular cab, short bed Ram 1500. And that was kind of the beginning of the cruising around Daytona for the Turkey Rod Run. You know, she was kind of like, we're out there doing burnouts. Our daughter was like, what? 2 years old, 3 years old, sitting in the passenger seat.
I don't think you should tell people about that.
We're ripping in the parking lot doing burnouts. Oh, well. Yeah. And we're ripping burnouts and stuff like that. And it's just, I mean, it just turned into one thing after another. And you know.
So that's where the black truck, once the black truck, he got the horsepower up on the black truck. That's when he came to me and was like, hey, there's this kid on YouTube, Cletus.
Yeah. And this is back when he first started.
He tried to convince me of doing... The drag, what was it?
It was demolition drag
demolition racing. Demolition drag racing. That's what Cletus originally started with. And I hate the drag strip. Like, I was raised at a drag strip, and I was like, I hate drag racing. He's like, yeah, I know, but it's demolition derby. And I was like, fine, we'll go. So we went, and we're like, what is this? You know? Cletus was, like, brand new into it. So then Travis is like, you know what? I'm going to enter the black truck.
Yeah, in the burnout comp.
In the open.
And that was right when he started the burnout comp. We made it to like the first or second one. Or it was the first one. And my brother went. My brother went the one before me. And then it was just on from there. I entered that thing in there and we just kind of
started. His brother actually is the one. I don't know if you follow Cletus, but the Galaxy.
Yes.
So the Galaxy was Travis's brother's car.
Yeah.
It was a thrown together kind of thing. So they were like the two diesels that were out there. And he won second, I think, in one of them. And so then he's like, I got to do more.
Yeah, because the diesel stuff, I mean, the EGTs just get too hot. I mean, this thing, it's at the borderline of melting down. Like the exhaust manifold would be so freaking hot that you can literally forge it. You know what I mean? Like, you could take a hammer to it and start bending. I mean, it was just so... I would burn a turbo up every time.
Yeah, the turbos. We were ordering turbos a lot.
Yeah. Every time I went out there, it was a turbo.
So that's when we started thinking, if we're gonna get out of the whole racing scene at Circle Track and all that, we want to focus on something. And the burnouts is this. That's when Cletus started really getting bigger into the burnouts. Yeah. That's when we decided we got to find a burnout car. And we looked, I would say, for almost a good year on Marketplace. We're like, we have just to have dreaming. Something so sick, you know, something that you don't see. And we found a few and nothing ever hit. One day on Marketplace, we found the Rolls Royce. Mm-hmm. And we looked at each other. We're like, this is it. This is it. And we went up to...
It was Orlando.
We packed the kids in the car. We went up there. On like a Friday night, made a whole event out of it, and bought the car. Told the guy what we were going to do with it.
Yeah, he loved
it. He almost didn't want to sell it though.
It's a little convincing. Yeah. He was fine with it, and he actually just messaged me like a couple months ago, wanting to go to the event.
Yeah,
and check the car out. Cool. So he saw the pictures. He was blown away.
When we got the Rolls Royce, you know, obviously you start tearing it apart. And that's when, A, it got expensive, okay, because we had to have horsepower to put in it. And B, you know, people are like, well, you did what to a Rolls Royce? And that's when the whole Trash the Classics came about. Is I said, if we're going to be traveling and this is expensive, I have to make a business around this. Mm-hmm. And that's how Trash the Classics became a thing. And I mean, that's what we do. We're trashing classics.
Yeah.
And it's not literally.
Right.
But we weren't sure how people were going to take the name. Okay. when I originally came up with the name, because I am into rat rods. I love rat rods. It's an art, you know, mm-hmm. art background. So, I just apply it to cars instead of your typical. So when Trash the Classics came to me, I talked to our friends and family about it, and they're like, yeah, because that's surely what you did to the Rolls Royce, and that's surely what you did to your Cadillac, because I got the Duramax Cadillac. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys saw that on Instagram. Duramax Caddy Rat.
Yep.
That was supposed to be a Demolition Derby car.
Yeah, we were going to Demolition Derby that.
I paid $600 for that car.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Yes. And that car has been all over. We took it to Ice Cream Cruise.
Ice Cream Cruise in, where is that? Iowa, Nebraska line.
Illinois.
No, it was Iowa.
Yeah.
Iowa, Nebraska line right there. We took it to Texas to the Jesse James car show.
Yes.
We've had that thing all over the state of Florida. It's just been a great car.
And it didn't cost us a lot. So that's what our brand is focused around is, we want to save classics, and not every classic out there can actually be restored. Mm. And people make them into their own, and mm-hmm. they're not necessarily always a rat rod. Okay. So that's where Trash the Classics comes into play. And believe it or not, I will tell you, when we started the Facebook page for the business, I put on there like a little blurb, like we're saving classics from the scrapyard and turning rust into something worth having. And the amount of responses of people that got the name just justified the name. Because we have a few hundred comments of people that just post all these vehicles and they talk about, I saved them from the crusher. I pulled this one from the side of a mountain and it had a tree trunk growing through it. And they show the before and after. And to me, that's exactly what the brand is about.
That's what we're all about.
When I first come across your show flyer, I was like, what? Because, you know, we mainly focus on pre-65 survivors or traditional leaning rat rods. You know, I'm not about the saw blades for wiper cowl or visor cowls and stuff like that, but I like a traditional no paint or stock paint, you know, or OEM paint. The car that has become Ashley's, the 54, is original paint, patina, it's got rust, but it drives decent, and I'm currently trying to get rid of a 32 pickup to get something with a little more room. Because me and Ashley don't fit too well in the cab. So, and I want something that I can put some miles on. So when I first seen it, I was like, and then I read into it and I was like, I get it. You're saving, but some people, you're more traditional, you're more purists would say that we're trashing them. Because we're not restoring them. So I understand. It took me a second, but I was like, it made me click on it because I was like, whoa, what? No. Don't throw them away. But then it clicked. So it works both ways because some people get it and then other people are going to click on it and that gets you more people.
Majority of the people do get it. And that's what's good. I mean, I did few weeks ago, we went to the local flea market because, you know, for our big show, we don't want your traditional trophies. We are making our trophies. And we went there, and there is a car enthusiast who has a booth, and he has some really cool things. And it's hard to find cool things in Florida. A lot of Florida stuff goes to the scrapyard. So the fact that he has really cool things, I go there and I find a lot of stuff. But he saw one of our hats that said Trash the Classics on it. And he initially stood up and looked me in the eyes and said how insulted he was when he saw my car show being advertised in our town. And he's like, I didn't come because of the name. And I'm like, well, that's pretty foolish, you know? And I said, what do you have? And, you know, he took out his phone and he had some really nice rides, but not one of them was restored. Mm-hmm. Like he had a square body truck and I mean, it had like an 80s paint job, had racing seats in it. The hood popped up. It didn't have hinges. The doors were
suicide
doors. I'm like, sir, you absolutely trashed that truck.
Very... Fit right in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
And once he got it, he was like, you know what? You're right. He called his brother and he's like, they're not so bad. But yeah, we had one guy on Facebook last week. He's like, I don't understand the name. I just don't get it. You're saying that you save them, but then you're trashing them, which is an actual trash, taking them to the dump. And I'm like, no, you know, we're trashing them as in a figurative thing.
We're not building. Yeah. You're not building something where, you know, you're not interested in building something that fits everybody else's mold. You know,
I mean, yeah, the Cadillac. I mean, look at my Cadillac. It literally has the hood torn open. Okay. a Duramax is exploding out of the hood. Okay. It has a tramp stamp on the back of the trunk that says trash in white. It's code word for white trash. Okay. I'm not going to fit in anywhere else.
It's funny that you mentioned the Galaxy because right after Cletus sold it, I seen it driving through, and we live in Bushnell, so a real small town, and I seen it driving through Bushnell, and I was like, I wonder where he's going, and then I seen it like two or three more times, and I'm like, it lives around here somewhere. I think it's left now. I haven't seen it in a while, but that was, I like that build.
Yeah, he follows me. He was just talking to me. I think he was having some kind of issue with it or something, so he hasn't been driving it very much, but yeah, he wants to bring it back over here. You know, down to us so we can work on it here eventually. And he wants to come to our car show and stuff like that. He actually reached out to us because we actually ran into him at the Freedom Factory. And we're like, what the heck is this car doing back here again? And literally, it's the new owner. He bought it from Arizona. And then the guy that Cletus sold it to lived in Arizona. So then he put it up on like Cars and Bids or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then that guy bought it. And so, yeah, it's right back here in Florida again.
Awesome.
So yeah. He wants to come and hang out.
So what car that y'all have built or had or maybe had the opportunity to buy, what car got away?
None of them.
We have a major problem. Okay.
None of them. If I can't use it or build it, I turn it into yard art.
Yeah, we have a problem. We buy everything basically that comes around. We don't have a big budget. And we don't look at pristine cars. Like we look at the cars that are sitting out behind, you know, behind the garage and they got trees growing through them. I mean, that's what we, you know, get drawn to. And every one of those things, we usually end up buying them, you know? So there's not many cars to get away.
Well, you got a Model A sedan down there?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not ours, but it's like her brother's car. And yeah, it's a 30 Model A with a 383 in it.
And, oh man, I need the body. I don't need a done car.
Oh, no.
No, I need the body. We just got a whole new chassis for it, and yeah. It's getting an 871 blower on the 383.
That car sat for 10 years. He acquired that car, and he put the fenders on it. I don't know if you saw the fenders. They're like a
19, yeah. It's got the original style
fenders. Oh, okay.
Well, no,
they've been you know, widened out so it fits bigger tires.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the car looked, you know, petite and cute with these fenders, and he used it for his wedding, and then his granny had passed away, and he just lost all desire to even drive his car, you know. Mm-hmm. We all sometimes get in those ruts where yep. you lose a lot of interest. And he put it alongside his garage, put a tarp over it, and it sat there for 10 years. And when we got into this about a year ago, he would talk about his car. And I said, he's going to work up interest back into his car. Mm-hmm. How could you not, right? So one day we decided we're going to try in our town to bring back car meets. Mm-hmm. Because who cares if it's dirty? Who cares if you didn't wash it? Who cares? On a Friday night, get in your car, go to the drive-thru, grab you your dinner, and come on out to a car meet and just hang out. No stress, right? Just yep. with good people. So we started that. And I said to him, we're going to bring your car to the car meet.
And we're like a week to the car meet. Like the car meet's on Friday, and this is what? Saturday night or Sunday night? We're like, hey, we're coming to get your car.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we don't have to worry about it, you know. And this, I'm like, no, we're going to get the tires changed. We're going to get it running. We're going to drive thing. We're going. You're going to drive it to the show. He's like, there's no way I'm
going to drive it to the show. There's no way I'm going to drive it to the show.
Oh, yeah, you're driving it to the show.
That's so awesome.
We went down there on a weeknight with the semi, and he's in a very tight, small, little downtown area. And we're down there with the semi. All the neighbors are starting to yeah. come out of their house. What's going on out here, you know? We're saving this one. And we took the tarp off and we winched it in.
Took the side by side and drug it out of the side of the house and yes. flat tires. Pulled it over to the back of the trailer and winched that sucker in.
Winched it in. And now we have like what? That was on a Monday, I think. The car show was on a Friday.
I think it was on a Sunday night is when we did it.
No, it was a school night.
Was it?
100%.
No, maybe it was.
And we brought it here, and the thing, we barely even had any room in our shop, but good thing the car is so small. We just wheeled it in the little side door, put some air in the tires. I had my detail guy come over and buff it up a little bit. Yeah,
clean it up.
And Travis.
I drained the gas out, cleaned the carburetor, and I mean, literally, I had to get a new ignition box for it. I had one of them Summit ignition boxes in it. It wouldn't work. Ordered one of those next day through Summit, plugged it in, hit the key, man, fired right up and was running.
Hell
now,
yeah.
Granted, it had cracks in the Bondo and stuff, you know. The chrome Bondo was rusty.
The Bondo in his car is an inch thick.
Well, we didn't know that then.
We didn't know that then. But, like, we're wondering, oh, man, the whole roof's peeling off. And it's, like, quarter-inch pieces. Well, then, you know, later on, now, just recently, we've realized that the Bondo is actually an inch thick on the car. But it doesn't look like it. Whoever did the Bondo job is a master at Bondo.
Phenomenal. Except for the roof. Yeah. But so we got it that night to there. We got it to the show. He didn't have any brakes, I don't think.
The brakes barely worked.
The lights barely worked. We had a friend of ours follow behind us.
And the transmission started slipping.
Yep. He barely made it up the hill in town. We don't have a very big bridge in town. But it was big enough that he almost didn't make it.
We had to stop at the bottom of the bridge with a road to cut off. And we shut the car off and let it sit for a few minutes. Because what it would do is it clogged the filter in the pan. And then it would neutral out. So we made it from the gas station, which was like a mile, to the street, pulled off, turned around, shut it off, let it sit there for a few minutes, right? And we're like, all right, start it up, let's go. So we started it up. I saw a break in the traffic. I'm like, come on, go. He hit the key, fired it up, took off, made it over the bridge, and started neutraling out on the backside. So we made it down the road to the racetrack gas station, which is like a half mile down the road. Waited there for 5-10 minutes. And then he did the same thing and made it all the way to the car show.
He made it all the way to the car show. And the second he got out of the car, his smile was like ear to ear. And I was like, there it is. He got the love for his car back. And that's what we want everybody to do. I don't care if it's a $600 piece of junk. If you like it, I like it.
Yeah. Exactly.
And
right?
Exactly.
So we had to tow it home that night. But that doesn't matter.
It made it there. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. It made it there. And so then we did a few shows for it. And
yeah, I got it fixed. I put a 4L80 in it. So it's got a good transmission in it now. It runs and drives good. You know, made it to a couple more car shows. And then right as we were getting ready to tear it apart, put this new frame under it, he said he left the car show with bad intentions. I don't know what that means, but I had my 1,000 horsepower diesel truck out there. So I'm ripping burnouts up and down my road like nothing. So he thought he was going to rip a burnout. So he started ripping a little burnout. Well, the car's got 513 gears in it. So it doesn't have much tire feed off the rip. Okay. So what it does, it just goes. It doesn't sit there and do a burnout. It just goes.
And it's so small.
And it's short. So it got a little sideways and he jerked the wheel and then lost it to the left or to the right and spun it out in the ditch. And when he did that, he spun it out and filled all the tire beads full of grass. Okay. Put it in the ditch and rolled the whole fender. Like, you know, had the whale tails on the back.
Yeah.
He folded all those and the whole rear end's pushed out the other side.
Car comes home all lopsided. Oh,
the battery flew out the trunk and it never shut off. So it was running on the alternator and he literally drove it back to our house like a quarter mile running with no battery. Nice. He gets there and he's like, oh man, I don't even know where the battery's at. Like, he had to go off the side of the road and go find it.
So now that the car's practically destroyed, we're like, let's strip it down.
So now it's getting cut up.
It's getting a blower. Yeah. 871.
I put an 871 dual carbs on a 383. It's probably going to make way more steam than it really can handle, but when we blow it up, we'll fix it. You know?
Yeah.
We'll build it better.
And the fenders are gone. We chopped them suckers off. Once he folded it, there was
no saving those.
There's no saving it. You got to get rid of them.
So now it's going to be like a chopped up car with some big fatties in the back and no fenders. Because, I mean, the frame, we bought a frame, and it's from RJ Speed Shop, and the frame is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it is amazing. And you can't put fenders on a car with a frame that beautiful.
No, we need to see that frame.
You got to see it.
It's going to be painted emerald green with a lot of heavy flake in it.
Sweet.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm on.
It's going to be white.
I have a couple feelers out. A guy wants or possibly wants to trade me body for a coupe. And then I found one today that's a four-door Model A. And I was like, well, I want to slam it so the back doors aren't really going to do anything anymore. And then I seen a couple of them that were channeled, and I was like, that actually looks pretty cool. So I'm waiting to hear back from him if he wants to trade. But so if he's listening to this, I really want to trade you. I will come with whatever I need to come with. But
so you want the Model A for you?
I want a Model A body.
Have you ever sat in one?
I've sat in a 32 pickup.
Totally different. No, it's similar, but
you should see Travis in this thing.
The floor and the like. I got to sit with my head sideways, and my feet are like.
Are you still sitting next to the doors?
I'm right up against the door. If two people sit in this thing,
They're skinny. Yeah, they're skinny. The biggest problem with the 32, and my dad has the same problem with this 34 pickup, is the length of the cab.
Yes.
Is you serious can't problem. And my dad, we both have unique circumstances. My dad has a giant 32-inch LeCar shifter, so his leg rests on it. I have more channel and a flush firewall. So I ate up all my floor space, and I channeled it more to cut more headroom out. So I So it's the 32 is a project, and I was going to bare metal it, and I got a small block with three deuces, and I was going to put that in it. But after watching my mom and dad, which my mom is smaller than Ashley and my dad is smaller than me, watching them climb in and out of that 34 all day, it was not, I was not uber excited to come home and try to, you know, fit in ours. So, you know, I could stand to lose a little weight, but not, I can't lose that much. So with a sedan, I can move the seat back. Like I can sit
seat back and you can lean back.
Yeah. I can scoot back, you know, so I thought about cutting the cab and trying to lengthen it. And, my metal skills aren't that great to be able to put that body line back in it. And I was like, I'll just see what I can come up with, but we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. This car here was channeled 12 inches.
Which car?
The 30 Model A, the floor has been cut out and moved up 12 inches.
It's like driving a go-kart.
It's like, that's why you're so tight in it.
Dude, that's ridiculous. The body,
12 inches.
That is twice as much as you should.
Yeah.
More than twice.
It's going to go back to like a 6-inch channel versus it being 12 inches because it's unbearably uncomfortable to drive.
No. That's ridiculous. I thought 6 inches on my 32 was bad. Golly. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even think I've ever seen anybody channel something that hard.
Yeah, well, it's I mean, as channeling as in what? Like, you're talking about cutting the center of the car out and shrinking it?
No.
Are we talking about
moving the floor up?
Yeah, this car is 12. It's like 11 and a half to 12 inches.
That's ridiculous. It's
crazy. Like, when you put your, like, if I get in there with my shoes and I put my, try to put my foot on the brake pedal, my foot, like, and it's got a firewall brake pedal on it.
Yeah.
My heel, if I put my foot straight up, my heel is pushing the brake pedal.
That is.
Because it's an inch off the floor.
That's part of the issue right there. If you get it back down to six inches, you'd have plenty of room. Or it'll feel like plenty of room.
The thing is, and that's what we're doing. We cut this whole car apart, and this thing's going to get it. The floor is getting moved down at least 6 inches. In the foot pedal area, the seat is not too bad, you know, but the where your pedals are, your feet go, that's definitely going to get chopped back down to like 6 inches.
Yeah.
And it'll be a lot more comfortable when we're done with it.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, and it's getting straight axle and stuff like that. Coilovers, 9-inch rear. Yeah. 342 rear gear, so it should cruise good with a 4L80. And it's probably going to make like 600 plus horsepower. That's one of the things that we have a problem with is we're obsessed with big horsepower.
It's not a problem.
Like, yeah. It's we just like big horsepower, a lot of it. And torque. Our diesels make pretty good power. Like the Cadillac is like 600 plus horsepower, and it weighs like 6,000 pounds.
Yeah, I get that.
And 273 rear gear, and the only thing that doesn't like its life is the transmission. It broke a ProMod racing drum. It spun the drag and broke the drum.
Nice.
Because she's got a heavy foot. But
it happens.
For me to do burnout.
That's it. Yeah. We don't build them to look at them. We build them to run them.
Speaking of running them, we're going on sick week.
Sick week, but it's 666. So yeah, we're going to go from Missouri. Yeah, from Missouri to New Mexico in a drag and drive.
And y'all are taking the caddy and the rolls, or just the caddy?
Just the Cadillac and the black truck and the diesel, the Ram 1500.
Hell yeah. See, yeah. I daily a Ram on 38s that has quite a bit of horsepower. Retarded for the street. It should not be a daily.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Whatever. You just gotta do.
It's fun. So
that's it.
Currently, and this may be two different answers for y'all, but currently, what is your favorite car that you own?
You want to go first?
I mean, I can go first. I mean, the Rolls Royce is very special to me in a lot of ways. I would say that's, I don't know. I kind of really like the Cadillac more than anything. It's not even mine. It's her car. And literally, I've had this thing for we built it 5 years ago, and I've only driven it 3 times. But I still think that's like my favorite car. It's kind of crazy to you, but I like it. I did a lot of work on that car. I built the whole thing. And she did all the body work and paint work stuff. But, I mean, the lack of paint, the clear coat. But
yeah, it's natural.
Yeah,
it's an element.
It gets a lot of looks. I mean, the Rolls gets a lot of looks, too. I like it. But the Cadillac you can drive, the Rolls is not streetable.
Oh, okay.
No.
You know, at this point, it's not streetable.
Yeah. I think mine... I mean, I do love the Cadillac, but hands down, my favorite in the whole fleet is my 94 dually that I acquired from my father. So that was the first truck that I learned to drive. I actually don't even think I legally drove it because I was 15 with a learner's permit, and I hauled a drag car all the way to Rhode Island while Dad slept. I don't think I was supposed to cross state lines. But that truck has been around since I was a kid.
1994, 1995, you bought it.
It used to haul my race car to the racetrack. That's why all the boys wanted me, because Dad had a custom 94 dually with a stereo and a custom paint job. And
lowered, had an awesome checker flag down the side of it. It looked really sick. I mean, back in the day in its prime, it was a notch truck.
Yeah. And Dad ended up, As he got older, he ended up losing his legs and becoming wheelchair bound. So the truck kind of just sat there and deteriorated. And Dad passed away the end of 22. And when he was on his deathbed, we would sit and BS about his truck. And I told him that I was going to rebuild the truck. We were going to repaint it the exact replica of the paint job, but make it look like an afterlife, like a ghost kind of flag. And I told him I would keep the same design and rims, but what were those, 17s?
Yeah, it's no, 16s.
16, like...
like the old school dually trucks with the 16 dually wheels on them. Like it had the Eagle Alloys is what
was on. Okay.
My dad was very old school. I said, you're absolutely not going to keep those rims.
We're not, yeah. He was like, you need more sidewall. I'm like, no.
So we sent, I told him I was going to keep the rims. We're going to get custom ones made to look exactly like his. But we got them in
24s.
In 24s. And JTX.
JTX Forge custom built them. One offset.
Yep.
Sweet.
And so we got those, and I told Dad before he died he wanted to be cremated, so we're going to have a custom center console made with his ashes in it, so he'll be in the truck with us. And his dream for that truck was to have a streetable blower, and that's what it got.
Yeah, but I bought a Blueprint 632 blower. They have a boost motor that they have. We bought one of those and went to Alky Digger and bought a whole 871 street setup for it with Holley fuel injection, a big hat, and three butterfly hat. So it's all fuel injected, 4L80, and it's going to make 1,000+ horsepower.
Yeah, and so it's actually in Oklahoma right now at Fat Fabs.
Chassis.
So it's going to be set on Air Ride and it's going to lay frame.
I was going to say, when you said Fat Fabs, I was like, it's fixing to lay running boards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how my dad would feel about that. Like, when I told him what my plan was, he kind of, you know.
He
snarled at me.
He wouldn't like the truck thinking about it, but if this man saw it, it would be a whole nother deal.
He'd dig it.
You can't tell him what you're going to do, but he would blow his mind.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
So then, when we dropped it off up there, you know, I had, my biggest thing was, my dad was a working man, and so I said, somebody better put a gooseneck in the back of this thing. So now our goal is to get a gooseneck trailer. We're going to make a custom lightweight gooseneck trailer that I can tow the Cadillac on.
Hell yeah.
Because I'm not giving up the Cadillac.
Yeah, she's got to be able to drive both of them to a show.
Of course.
You know,
of course.
Take them both there. And I'm not going to be able to drive neither one of them. I got to take my own car. So, you know.
Well, you're not allowed to drive anything.
I'm not allowed to drive any of her stuff. So, you know. She's going to be on her own with her two cars.
Hey.
So, you know, is what it is.
The 54 was mine. And we were washing it last month. Mm-hmm. We had a gathering Saturday. And then we do a cruise on the third Sunday of every month. And we were washing it so I could drive the 54 to work Friday. And then we were going to go do our thing, and we're washing it. And I'm like, this is ugly. Like, I don't even know why I bought this car. And I was like, and I've 90% of everything I have in my yard has a for sale or trade sticker in the back window, just cause everything's for sale. And so I was like, I think I'm going to post it. And Ashley's like, no. And I'm like, what do you mean? No, it's my car. Like, you can't even drive it. And she's like, no. It's a face only a mother can love, and I'll be its mother. I was like, okay. So I eventually got to put an automatic in it so she can drive it. It's got an S10 5-speed. She can drive it. She's just not real confident. And
girl, get out there.
That's the problem.
Who cares?
We haven't had a free weekend in probably about like 3 months now. So, and that was the last time that I think I cruised it around the parking lot.
I've taken her to
park. Around the
Yeah, she did all right. She did good. And that's a really, really bad example of an S10 5-speed. So I was like, if you can drive this, you can drive anything. But
she
would be better for it to be an automatic. It'd be easier for her just to climb in. I'm eventually going to put a who makes it now? Holley? No, Sniper. Mm-hmm. Ollie Sniper, whatever.
Sniper
now sells a single barrel EFI unit for that motor. So put that on it where she doesn't have to worry about it starting, because right now it decides when you leave. You know, you go out and ask it to leave, and it tells you, no, not right now. Come back in a little bit.
So, what motor's in it?
235.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, so, they're a little finicky.
Yeah. So, I mean, pain. If you have two people, you can hand choke it and it starts and, you know, and then it wants to run. But by yourself, you just turn the key and wait for the fuel pump to tell you, like, because it's got a mechanical or electric fuel pump. So you just got to let it think about it, put some fuel up there. And then, you know, sometimes it wants to start on the first time. Other times you're going to crank it for a little while. And classics will teach you patience.
That's it. You go when it
goes. Yeah. You know, I you know, these new cars, you get spoiled because it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go do something. And you just go hop in it, starts every time. It drives straight and like everything's great. And then the classic cars, you're like, eh, I think I'm going to go somewhere. Nah, not today. Not right now anyway, you know. So, but she, Ashley was never into car. Well, she was into cars, but she never had anybody to show her anything. Nope. And then I came along and I was like, you want to be into cars? You want to hang out in the shop? Here, your arm will fit better in there. So take this and put it on there. Thank you. Appreciate it. So.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey. That's what we love to do too. Get anybody involved in it if they want to be, because not everybody has the opportunity in life to be around cars, do car shows, you know, have something that they call theirs. But like, we have a young kid that we kind of took under our wing, and he had what year is Brandon's truck?
82 square body Chevy
and
regular cab long bed.
He's in his early 20s.
It's like 22 23.
He's got a good job, he lives at home. He's in school, and he just, his whole dreams for this truck was custom paint of, you know, an LS motor, all these things that money. And
time, that's something that he would never actually be able to accomplish.
Yeah, right. He didn't have the tools, the skills, or anything.
Didn't have nothing.
So I sat him down and I said, have you thought about changing? I mean, at first he was like, absolutely not. It's going to be, what do you say? Pearlescent purple, or I don't know what he said. I'm like, first of all, I've seen the Bondo and the rust on this thing. It is not going to be that color without
a major work,
major panel body
replacement,
work.
Everything.
And we sat him down, and I think under $4,000, his truck's almost 100% ready to drive. And I think he's so happy with what he chose to do with his truck versus where he was going to go with his truck. Cause it was unachievable.
Yeah.
And again, that's about our brand, you know, Trash to Classics.
So now it's got he had no clue about diesels, nothing. So I had some old F700s here at the house that I bought cheap. And I was like, look, it's got a Cummins 12 valve in it. Well, you know, it doesn't take anything to make 12 valve run. You can make 450 horsepower with a screwdriver. Okay. I'm like, look, we can make this thing roll coal. You could have a good time with it. And he's like, no, I don't want a diesel. I want an LS that's like 600 plus horsepower. I'm like, you don't have time in your life to come up with that kind of money to build something.
Or the fuel money.
Or the fuel money, because you got to run an E85 and all that stuff. I'm like, I'll sell you this 12 valve for cheap. We could buy a lot of adapter parts to put it right in the truck. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I got a welder. And then he's like a professional pipe, you know, fitter, welder.
He's
like,
in school for welding.
But he's never had a MIG gun in his hand. He knows about stick welding. So I'm like, look, you're going to pretty much build the truck. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to just let you do it. I'm just going to give you the knowledge to put it together. I'm like, take this 12 valve out. You know,
he did it.
He ripped him and his buddies. They ripped the whole motor out of this truck. I'm like,
they struggled.
He had no clue. He's like, I'm like, watch this. He ripped the wiring harness, everything. I'm like, just two power wires and this hand lever. I was like, just touch this to here. He hit the starter. The freaking motor made half a revolution and it was running. And he's like, oh my God, I never knew it was that easy. I'm like, this is why I'm telling you. You don't need $3,000 fuel injection. You don't need a 4LED that I'm saying. You just throw this thing in here with a turbo 400 with a manual valve body. It takes a power wire, a wire, and a start button, and it's running. A pull cable for the fuel, and you've got 400 horsepower, 450 horsepower. Mm-hmm. It don't cost you nothing.
Yeah.
And from that day, he like totally changed his life. And this dude is just so excited to get this truck going.
That's awesome.
So to make it cool, I said, you know, every, like, the Cadillac's got the the motor exploding, and then we got a really cool stereo system in the back. So, like, you know, I feel like everything should have a focal point, you know, whether it's a motor or whatever. And so obviously his 12 valve is not that exciting. So I said, why don't we go back old school? I'm sure you guys remember all the low riders that used to drop the rear and
shoot sparks out
and take the reflectors off the road. I was like, let's do that.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
The drop spindles in the front, stock springs. It's a little lowered in the front, and the back is on airbags that have like 4 inches of travel, just enough to where you can pick it up and not drag, or drop it down and drag the ground.
Tail dragger.
And it's the ugliest. He's going to love it. It's the ugliest color brown factory you've ever seen. Okay. So we've named it the Shark Box. And we have, I did a little bit of body work on it where the Bondo, I mean, it was like fist deep on that bedside. And we're doing not really patina. It's going to be fake patina. So we call that futina. But we'll just clear coat it right over the factory paint, and he'll be rolling here any day.
Soon, yeah.
Any day.
Just got to hook up brake lines. We put a 9-inch in the back with some air technology shock waves on the back, just bag with the shock built in.
Mm-hmm.
Super simple 4-link. Just, I mean, I'm talking $180 4-link kit. The bags were like expensive, like $1,000, but the air compressor, he bought one of those on Amazon, and we just got some air tanks laying around. I mean, we took all the parts off that F700 and just reused them all.
Yeah.
And he's not going to have it.
He'll be rolling for under $5,000.
Yeah. And the best thing is they get 25, 30 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
For everywhere else to go. You know?
Yeah. And he's got something cool that he's proud of.
It's, yeah. It's going to roll cold, and it's gonna do burnouts, and it's going to just cruise.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So
if you were given unlimited budget, what car would you build?
Oh, we've talked about this. This, we would make a lot of people mad.
Yeah.
A lot.
Cause that's my plan. Cause you know, we like to kind of trash things up a little bit. So
you tell them.
Well, I want to buy like a Rolls Royce Phantom. Okay. Like a legit, like newer model Phantom, you know, like, or a Ghost or something. I don't know nothing about these cars. I just know the names. Okay. But with the Rolls Royce theme, I want a Duramax or Cummins swap it. Like take a brand new car, almost a brand new car, and rip all that electronics crap out and just literally put in an old, you know, 24 valve or a common rail or something, Cummins or a Duramax that makes 1,000 plus horsepower, 1,500 horsepower, and literally just, you know, ride that sucker, you know, put on coilovers, lower it down. Keep the wheels looking big, you know, 9-inch in the back, you know, cut all that junk out and make it fun. And just, you know, kind of disrespect the whole car community with that whole Rolls Royce lifestyle. You know what I mean? That's kind of my dreams, you know? That's kind of how I think, you know? Mm-hmm. A little different.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
That's our goal. It's going to happen at some point. Mm. I get the right car at the right price. It's going to happen.
You got to win a couple more burnout rivals.
I got to win the burnout rivals and a few of those and find a nice car, and there we go. But I want a 2017, 2015 up car. Nice new one. And then, like, literally just wear some raggedy clothes, roll up our Rolls Royce to a fancy restaurant. I'm like, yeah, man, you just valet that sucker, you know? You got to clip the steering wheel on. You got to pull this cable and flip this switch and hit this button. You know what I mean? And go valet that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and you got to make sure you hold your tongue right. And
yeah,
don't worry about that hole in the floor. We haven't got there yet.
Yeah, because the shifter goes through the floor to the transmission. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I'm going to roll.
Hell yeah.
And just keep it beautiful on the outside. But, you know, the hood busting open and, you know, just really trash it up.
Yeah.
Nice. So
what show or event do y'all try to make every year?
Like for other people's shows?
Yeah.
Shows or events, yeah. I mean,
the one that we're the most dedicated to, that's the most fun for us, is the Daytona Turkey Rod.
Thanksgiving time. Mm-hmm. We've both been going to it since we were kids, before we even met. Families used to drag us through that every year. My dad was big into swap meet. Her dad was big into swap meet. We would go look at the cars. We'd be there for 3-4 days. And we've gotten to the point to where almost we don't even go in the show now.
We do.
I mean, we go in the show, park there for a couple hours, and leave. Because, I mean...
But we like to cruise.
We like to cruise. Yeah. We go to the beach.
We find friends up there. You know, we make friends up there. And we just cruise, find some coffee shops, some cool little diners, you know. And we just hang out. It's the most relaxing time for us. But I will tell you another place that we love to go that we just haven't been able to do in the last year or two, which will be back on the schedule soon. Last season was Rosie's first season, for Burnout Rivals. And at the end of the season, we had major engine failure and the engine was shipped out November and we were supposed to receive it January. And Steve Schmidt, the engine builder, his shop burned down to the ground with our engine in it. And we're recovering from that now. Mm-hmm. We just got Steve Morris. He hooked us up with a whole new build. So we're going to be going May
to Indy
for the Burnout Rivals. So with this circuit that we're in, we miss all of the cool car shows.
Holiday weekends, because Cletus does the same weekends.
That we want to go to. But our favorite car scene is actually Texas. Texas is a very, very amazing state.
Totally different than Florida.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just the people are just, they're just so generous, and there's so many nice people, and the car scene is just so big.
It is. They're very enthusiastic, too.
Yeah.
Like when we went the first time, we were actually laying in bed and we had just woke up and Travis opened his phone, and this is before Burnout Rivals was in our lives, and he said, "Hey Ashley, I think it was Labor Day weekend coming up."
It was the Sunday before. We had like 3 days to get ready to go.
It was right when COVID had hit, and
right after that,
Lone Star Roundup had postponed or canceled. And that's when Jesse James did the Lonely Star Roundup, the first one. And Travis woke up, first thing out of his mouth, not good morning, not anything. How about we go to Texas this weekend? And I was like, absolutely not. And then I went to work. I, you know, had coffee and I was like, absolutely. Why would we not go? And so we loaded up the Cadillac. And we hit the road. I have never been out west that direction. And we went to Texas. And just on Instagram, I think I had posted, like, they asked, like, who's coming or something to that magnitude.
Yeah, like Jesse James said that.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, we're coming from Florida. And by the time we had rolled in, there were people that had seen us on the highway and had seen the post, and they were tagging us and they're like, oh my God, we're so glad you're here. And then we pull into the hotel and there was people pulling in. They were like, thanks for coming from Florida. And we're like, how do you know we're from Florida? and so then we end up at the show. And then
many people like, you guys are from Florida? You came all the way here from Florida? And I'm like, I don't even know who you are, but yeah, man, we came from Florida.
Like, this is Travis and Ashley from Florida. And I was like, are you kidding me? We are not the only ones that have traveled for this, you know? But they were just so nice in all the restaurants. Like, everything around the area is themed, like hot rods. Like, it's like you're an old hot rod movie, you know? And it was awesome because they were like, hey, you know, at 5 o'clock, we're all going to ride out to the speed shop.
Speed shop. And, you know, this and that. And we just rode along. And the one guy came over because we had our son with us, and he was like 5 at the time. And guy goes over to the ice cream thing. He's got kids. He comes over with ice cream for my son.
Yeah.
We didn't even ask him. We never even talked to him. He came over with ice cream. We started talking to him. You know, it was just a whole different experience. Like the car culture over there with older cars and all that, it's just on another level.
Yeah. We loved it.
Yeah. We actually,
I would definitely go.
We actually have a Drag and Destroy, which is in September. a podcast that helped us get started. They're from Texas, and one of our cars will be there. Hopefully, awesome. Hopefully a Model A, but it may be the 54. But I eventually, the guy that I originally bought the 32 from, he wants to do a road trip from leave from here and cruise to Lone Star Roundup. So
awesome.
And you're going to drive your cars there. That's a ride.
Yes. but the benefit of riding with him is, unless he takes his coupe, I just have to keep up with a flathead. So I should be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got that.
So his coupe's got a 283 in it, but he's currently building a roadster that just got accepted to Trog. And then he's building another coupe with a flathead in it. So if he takes either one of the flatheads, the 54 could keep up with it. But
yep.
So
yep. That's awesome. Well,
I should follow behind, right, girl?
Yeah. Throw an automatic in it real quick. She can follow behind. Yep. That car is not highway friendly currently.
No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff on that car that, it's got two fuel gauges. One says full, one says empty. Mm-hmm. So it's somewhere in the middle. The tack face spins instead of the needle. It's just, you know, speedometer.
None of my gauges work.
Speedometer.
I have no
speedometer. Speedometer says you're doing like 80 when you're doing, you know, 25. You know, yeah. So. But because it doesn't have a tack, it sounds like it's screaming. I don't know if it is or not. It may just be the inline six screaming. It may like it. I don't know. But
it gets us where we need to go.
Yeah. Well.
Knock on wood, I have not had to go pick it up on a trailer since I bought it. So it has made it to and from. There may have been some hiccups.
We did have to push it once. From down the block.
Hey, at least it was only once.
Right when I first, that was, so when I bought that car, me and Ashley couldn't ride in it together because it would make a trench in the grass. So that car is actually lifted and it still drags. but I had taken it and I was like, hey, it's lifted up enough. Let's go drive. So it's Ashley's first like real trip in it. We go get gas and we're coming back and it starts running like teetotal shit. And I was like, well, this is not good. This is not a good first, like, hey, babe, look at the car we just bought. And it dies. And I'm like, well, that's not optimum. And the fact that we're on the other side of a busy road that we have to go straight across on, it's not optimum. So we just waited for a break in traffic and pushed it across the road. And then I was like, well, this sucks because it drags in the dirt. So now we're going to push it in the dirt while also it dragging. So, yeah, that was – alternator wasn't charging.
It pushed decent on the paper. At least it's
simple fix.
Yeah, so – but it was, you know, just classics, man. Hey, you know, there's always something.
That's so, it.
What show or event have you never been to that you'd like to go to?
I want to go to Battle in Bama.
Mm-hmm. Battle in Bama was one. I want to go to the Lone Star Roundup too.
Yeah.
And SEMA. I want to go to SEMA. That's not a show though.
Yeah, SEMA's not.
Yeah. It's kind of an event.
It's kind of an event.
I kind of like the chill stuff, you know. When I get the dually done, I really want to take it to some of these lowrider shows. What was that one they just had? They had all the riffraff.
Oh, you're talking about the one that was
truck show?
The truck show.
Yeah, Daytona Truck Meet.
No, it was the one in Texas. The same type thing, but in Texas.
Oh.
I can't think of the name.
Yeah,
but it turned into a huge disaster with parking lot.
They
people
all have.
That. Was it Lone Star Showdown?
Yeah, Lone Star Showdown.
Yes.
Yeah. Star.
Yep. That was a disaster.
Those
never been.
Unfortunately, truck shows have turned into that.
Yeah.
we went to Orlando, was it last year?
Yeah.
My truck kind of fits the lift characteristics of those trucks. I don't have rubber bands and I'm not squatted, but it at least kind of fits in. So we took it, and in the middle of, you know, $250,000 show trucks doing burnouts in the dirt, and it's like, okay, like, that guy's probably going to be mad when he gets back here and his, you know, $30,000 rim is covered in shit, you know. But, and then doing, you know, they blow in their air horns, and the cops are like, okay, single file. No, let's just run over barriers. And it's like, guys, that's the one thing when we started our cruise, that was the one thing I was like, I don't want any part of this is mine. Like, we're just a gathering. We're going to get together. If y'all follow me to go eat some food, cool. If not, I'm not responsible for any ticket that you received. If you're a dumbass and you, you know, are doing a burnout down the road in front of a cop and the cop pulls you over, you earned yourself a ticket. I have nothing to do with it. Because I didn't want to be responsible. Because, you know, you see these takeovers or whatever and it's like, man, I... And towns don't welcome you back.
Yeah, the takeover stuff is going to ruin the car
culture. The takeover is, and that's what we worry about, like, with our show. We've even considered, even though, you know, it's going to be a first annual, maybe not necessarily keeping it at the same location every year so people don't get comfortable.
Yeah.
But with our big show, like, we are trying to keep it. A lot of these shows, they cut off at like 5 o'clock and then there's nothing for these people to do in town. And
that's when they get out of control.
We are hoping that with our show in October, we are extending the hours well into the night. And we have like a VIP concert with the Lax and Colt Ford. Colt Ford just had a heart attack, but my boy should be recovering. So he'll be there in October. And we're just trying to keep people on the premises, have a lot of, you know, security. But it's definitely something that we worry about.
So tell us the details of the show. You know, when is it?
October 5th and 6th. It's Saturday and Sunday. I have planned it at a venue that is outdoors. We will have an outdoor stage. It's going to be set up to where you can just come with a cooler, a blanket, chairs, whatever you want. You can hang out next to the cars. You can hang out in front of the stage and listen to bands all day. There's food, there's crafts. We're trying to incorporate swap meet. That scene is dying. We have not actually had any interest
in the swap meet.
And that saddens me because I feel like there's so many good things that people have that they don't even realize that they have. They are so quick to just toss it in the trash, you know? We're trying to swap meet craft vendors, food vendors, outdoor music,
kid zone.
We're going to have a whole kid zone. We want everybody. Dog costume contest. We have Pinup and Pumps out of the Carolinas coming with her rig. And so she's going to, you know, be hosting a pinup girl contest. And she has all of her girls coming from all over the United States to come to our show. So we really want it. We want it to be, you know, a Florida event, but we also want people to travel. And we understand that it's probably going to take, you know, a few years to earn our stripes, but I'm definitely putting in the work as far as, you know, organizing the event and making it something worthwhile that people really do enjoy themselves.
Awesome. Do y'all have a host hotel, or is that listed any the hotels local?
Yeah. If you visit our website, trashtheclassics.com, there's an entire event page. I have linked the hotels that are working with us. They are offering some discounts. Those are all on there. There's a few of them. We also have the nearest airports on there. I mean, any information you need, I update that website constantly, and I'm always on our Facebook page answering any kind of questions that anybody has. Awesome. Tickets actually go on sale next Saturday.
Awesome. Well, I will make sure that Ashley puts your website in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, thank you.
We'll share the crap out of your flyer that's on Facebook. And
yes,
you know, we're going to try to make it.
We'd love to have you.
So, is there any, I just lost my train of thought. what's one piece of advice that you would give someone trying to get into the car culture or the car life?
Don't have high expectations initially. Don't, if it's an all or nothing thing, don't do that. Start small, do something. And as you know, don't go broke doing it. Mm-hmm. And, like I said, our budgets aren't that big. We have a lot, but they're not that big. And yeah, anybody could really do this.
Yeah, the thing is you can drive and cruise anything. As long as it's cool to you, you have a good time doing it. I mean, I've been to auctions. I bought a fire truck for $1,600. Okay, it's a 1977. Okay, she's driven that. You know what I mean? Cruising it. Okay? You can just find fun in anything. It's just getting started. Just do something.
Yeah.
You know, we got a lot of cars. We got, I mean, we got like more than 10 projects going. But like all of our stuff is dirt cheap. You know, we probably bought one of the most expensive projects we've bought. I just picked it up in Missouri.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the most expensive things I ever bought.
Which we can't, that you asked in the beginning of the show, is that something we can't talk about?
We could talk.
I didn't even think of that because I forgot about it because I picked it out on a marketplace. We're going to build up the hype. I picked it out on a marketplace and I get these crazy like visions and stories about these vehicles because I feel like every vehicle should have some sort of story behind it. It makes it so much more fun for all age groups, you know? And what we bought in Missouri, Travis had to go pick up his motor. And my rule of thumb is if you're leaving Florida and you're going to these states that have old iron with no rust, you are bringing something home.
Bring something home.
And what I found that actually has a title, okay? I have really cool things in our yard, but they don't have titles. And that's a struggle because, you know, in Florida, it's not as easy. Everybody's like, oh, you can get a title. You can write it. You can write it on a McDonald's bag that you bought it. No, you can't do that in Florida. They don't issue titles that easily when it's found in Alabama or wherever. So, but this one out of Missouri had the original title. We are the third owner. Right, oh yeah, there's the title. We can't show them what it is. You watch my YouTube channel this weekend, you'll see. We're gonna go over, we're gonna roll it out of the trailer. I haven't even seen it yet. I only saw pictures. And he's like, come on, look in the trailer. I'm like, I'm not looking at it. I want to be just as surprised. This thing is trash the classics.
Yeah.
All day long. You wait till you see this thing.
It's pretty cool. And it runs amazing. It's actually amazing that it actually runs as good as it does.
You just wait. It's so hideous.
Well,
yeah, it's wild.
On the title,
it's extremely thing. Rare.
On the title extremely thing. Extremely rare. If you need help getting a title, holler at me.
Okay.
Because there is a workaround in the state of Florida now.
Yes.
Is there? Yes. I've never had anybody with good luck with that. So
notary. You can do it. A notary.
Yeah.
You have to have a notary that is a little bit of a car person.
Yeah.
Yeah. The DMV actually will give you a sheet of paper, and all it has to be is a notary to say that it matches, and you're good. So there's a little bit more to it than that, but for legal reasons, get with me.
Yeah. We have a the coolest thing that I want to register. That doesn't have, we have three things sitting in our yard right now that don't have Florida titles that we bought with no titles. And one of them is another Rolls Royce Civil Shadow, just like Rosie, but it's right hand drive.
No one has a title.
It's out of, there's a title issue with it. Let's say that conversation. There's a title issue with it.
Gotcha.
But it's a right hand drive and it's from,
it's
UK or something.
Cool.
It's a famous car.
Jeez. And we didn't even know. it popped up on Facebook and everybody started tagging me in it because I'm a Rolls Royce guy, I guess. And the internet said I had to buy it, so we went and bought it.
Yeah, of course.
But it's a 74 Rolls Royce Silver Shadow on hydraulics.
Has hydraulics.
Oh.
On hydraulics. So it rolls on three wheels and got a small block Chevy in it, and it's pretty cool.
The motor's brand new. It just sat for like ever.
Yeah, it sat for more than like 10 years.
It was it's like a ramen noodle company. We did a YouTube thing on it, and you can actually watch the history of that. But Kodak Black, his attorney, bought the car out of California when it was over here from overseas, and he turned it into
his like showpiece.
It's like a billboard for his attorney's office.
Okay.
Very cool.
But we're going to get the hydraulics working on that thing.
Well, you could always, since you have two of them, you could always do the Murder Nova theory. Just get a new VIN tag and put the VIN from both of them.
Yeah, that's true.
We actually have three.
I have three of them.
We have three.
God, three would be pushing it, but I mean, Sean did get away with two of them for a while, so.
Yeah.
It can be done. I've seen it done, but.
Allegedly, we would never do that. Never.
Yeah, I don't think I'd really do it the way we like to drive.
Yeah, no, it would get investigated.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be investigated. I try to keep them everything as legit as we can. Numbers matching,
of course.
Body wise. Yeah.
Well, is there anybody that y'all need to give a shout out? Any sponsors, people that have helped you, people that help you on a, you know, in any capacity?
I mean, I'd like to shout you guys out. You know, thank you for seeking us out.
Yeah, of course.
And giving us the opportunity. We definitely support people like you just as much. So thank you.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys the other day. I was the Madman Meehan on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was me. I was in the shop working, and I saw you guys post on the thing, so I was listening along.
Yeah, our live Tuesday, I was I got my ass kicked this weekend. I was exhausted and it made me sick. So Tuesday's live was really short. So, yeah. But we go live every Tuesday at 7:30. So hop on, hang out.
Awesome. But yeah, we'll definitely share it.
We definitely want to say thank y'all guys.
Yes.
Because y'all are the people that are doing what we're trying to do. It's cool that y'all are in the same state as us, just two ends of it.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, make sure that everyone go check out Swap It Fast. They're connecting buyers with sellers before, during, and after events. You can find that needle in a haystack.
And don't forget to go to Throttle Addict using the code word Hot Rod, and you get to save 15% off.
Man, thank you all, guys.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.